Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Vakama, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We've already learned in Mishnah Aleph that there's a machloikis tanoim, whether Niskal is posheya or oins. Tripping. Are you a shlamazel and you should have looked to see where you're going and it's your fault? Or are you, ay, nebuch, it wasn't his fault, he tripped. That's really what the machloikis is. Is Niskal posheya or is Niskal oins? Okay, so let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Shnei Kadarin. A Kadar is a pat. Kadarin are people who make pats. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Kadarin, two patters. Shei Mahalchin were walking in the Rishos HaRabim. Zeach HaZeh, one after the other. They weren't walking side by side, they were walking like a choo-choo train. One in front, one behind. The Niskal HaRishon, the first one tripped as he's walking. The Nafal, he falls to the ground, he's still on the ground. And Viniskal Hasheni Barishain, the second one trips over the first. In other words, after the first one fell, the second one kept walking, but not for long, only until he tripped over the first one. Harishain, the first one that fell, Chayiv Viniske Sheni. He has to pay for the damages that happened to the second one. The goof of the first person is like a barber Shus HaRabim. But wait a second. It's like the first one went out to the Rishon LeZion and decided to go to sleep there on the floor. He fell. Now, I would understand if you hold Niskal Pashay, who, okay, that's one thing. But what about the Mandama that says Niskal is an Oinus? Zok the Gemara. Well, here we're talking about a case where the first one really had time to get up. Well, it seems that he was no rush to get up. According to one Mandama in the Gemara, even if he didn't have time to get up, but if he had time to quickly warn the person behind him, look out! And he didn't do so. That's also a pshi. So could be his falling down was an oinus, that is the first person. But he's not an oinus in this case because he should have gotten up and therefore he has to pay for the damages that happened to the second person who fell. So once again, what do we have in our Mishnah? Two patterns were walking one after the other. The first one fell, second one fell on him and got hurt. The first one has to pay for the damages to the goof of the second one, even though we say Niskal oinus, but he should have gotten up, or according to one opinion, he should have warned him, and we're assuming that there was not enough time to get up. Or, according to the other Mandiyama, there was enough time for the first person to warn the second person. Incidentally, so Lemaisa, the second one trips over the first one, gets hurt. Why does the first one have to pay? Right? We know already there's Dalet of this Malachis. Which one of the Malachis? Nah, the Talda, and the answer is Bar. Because he's Chayval's Bar, you have to bear in mind that this person laying on the floor would only be chayiv on the guf of the second person, not on his kalim. Because bar is pater on kalim. Also, if the second person died, he would be pater as well, because bar is pater al misa sada. So it have to be, as the Rush explains it, that the second person was hurt through the first person.